Well, just tell them to get in the hall now, all the people that are running away, more people that are staying in the shul. Go in the hall, get the people leaving.
Yotzei anashim
yotzim mishanashim impalt. Alech le'ulam. How do you say the hall? How do you say the hall? Prozdor. Okay, so a little helpless buyer for Yom Tov. I'm assuming people know the base of the big three halachas l'gabi borer on Shabbos, so they don't apply on Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, borer essentially is mutter, tzorach ochel nefesh, or tzorach hayom, also, even if it's not ochel nefesh mamish, if it's for sforim and the like, that you'll need that day, so it's mutter, and you could, it has to be for that day. It can't be for the next day, but within the context of that day, it doesn't have to be lealter, and it doesn't have to be davka ochel mitoch psolos, and you could use a kli. The limitations are that it has to be the easiest way. If there's more food, you have to take out the food. If there's more psolos, you have to take out the psolos. You have to do it in the easiest possible way. It should be most things, it shouldn't be able to have been done on Erev Yom Tov. If it could have been done easily without any loss of flavor or anything from Erev Yom Tov, which is usually not the case, almost if you're peeling vegetable, peeling things, then usually you can't do it the day before. But if you could, then you need a shinui in your borer on Yom Tov. But assuming a thing, so let's say you're peeling, so you can use a kli to peel, and it doesn't have to be la'alter. And it could be a peeled, a kli that's made for peeling. It doesn't have to be la'alter. And again, it should be done in the easiest way. But it has to be done for that day. So you could peel food using a specialized peeler. Okay. You could serve a salad with a perforated spoon and let the liquid drop out. Again, this is all on Yom Tov. You can't use a kli that's used for massive amounts of things that would be large scale. Like a sieve is assumed to be for large scale things that would be used, that would be normally used for after Yom Tov as well, so that you can't use. And that's it, all those types of things. And so Bora basically is mutter on Yom Tov with these limitations.
Does an Erev Tavshilin help Bora? If you want to do it on for Erev Shabbos, which is Chag.
Yeah. But we're having Yom Tov after Shabbos now, not before Shabbos.
Right, I understand it.
Yeah, okay.